Are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's. You got an opening?
No open. Let's just get into it.
This is Hack Thought Podcast, Clothing Saga, Overcoat Episode, Deepu Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Alright, welcome back to Hack Thought Podcast, everyone.
Welcome back! Oh my gosh, how was the store?
They were good. The store was so good.
Welcome back.
They had everything. They had elephant napkins.
Welcome back.
They had elephant candles.
Thanks for coming back.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry I treated this like a fucking bachelorette party. I'm sorry.
I wish it was a bachelorette party. There's almost no dildos involved in the making of this show.
Almost no dildos. Wait, are you making dildos sometimes for this
Always! We got a quota! How the hell am I supposed to export 60 dildos by Wednesday if I'm not making them constantly?
You know, I actually do have a recurring nightmare about having to be the entertainment for a party of women. It's very daunting.
Uh-huh.
Very daunting.
Go on.
Well, you know, during the planning stages, I'm freaking out a little bit. I'm practicing.
What is it, Normandy?
Well, you know, we're going to attack the party from multiple fronts.
General MacArthur, we plan to drop 60,000 dick-shaped cupcakes on the shores of France on D-Day. Simultaneously, we will be airlifting the 45th Infantry of balls. What are you talking about? What's the planning? Where are you? Is it an Ocean's 11 type scenario with you and fucking you got that see-through dry erase board from House?
I wish I had that. That would have been nice. I feel like I would have been more successful if I had the clear whiteboard for me to work on.
If I haven't already done six voices, I would do my House impression. I really want to do my House impression, but I'm not gonna.
I appreciate that. So welcome back to Hack Thought Podcast. Oh, yeah. Forget the welcome back. This is Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts we don't think to think about. One such thought is, if you smell something burning in your house, you're probably causing it. That's the thought I had today. About a smell I smelled.
It's an interesting one. It's obviously not the subject for today.
No. Almost. It was pretty inspiring, though.
I think that like responsibility and things like that are like a big issue I think about all the time. Did I do that? It's like a thing I grapple with a lot. Like, you know.
Well, did you?
If I see a piece of trash that is innocuous near my apartment, I will wonder if it's me.
Wait, just like a random piece
of
paper?
Like a paper towel or a tissue or like a plastic bag. Something that anyone could have done.
All right, well, that's not dangerous. That's not like a worrisome problem. What happened was today, I left my frying pan on the stove.
So it was you?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay. Let's not maybe guide people intellectually by saying I was cooking nothing.
I was preheating my frying pan.
I plumb forgot I was cooking air. It's dangerous to eat raw air, Sergeant.
Oh my God!
That's a Gomer Pyle voice.
Gomer Pyle. I think you actually came upon a scientific discovery there.
You can't eat raw air, Sergeant.
You can eat raw air, first of all.
That's how the Japanese lost the war, Sarge. You eat raw air, it's bad for you. You get salmonellas.
All right, so let's get into our topic today. I don't have a good segue because we've gone so far off the...
You don't have a lot of Gomer Pyle material?
No.
Green Acres? No?
No.
Okay.
Gomer, is he the one that shot himself in Platoon?
Anyway, okay, the character they call in Platoon, Deepu, they call a character, they call new troops Gomers because they're idiots, referring to Gomer Pyle. And then in Full Metal Jacket, they actually call one of the privates, Private Pyle, who is played by Matthew Modine. This has been your IMDb Minute. Find out how many hardcore pornographic stars there were in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. The answer will shock you.
is it like five?
There's a lot.
Wow. That's cool.
The Beth Broderick, who plays Zelda, was in a couple of hardcore porns. Vern Troyer did a guest spot. He was in a hardcore pornography that he made himself. And then Chyna did a guest spot, and she was in, she now does hardcore porn, or she was. I don't know if she does anymore.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, brought to you by ABC. You'll enjoy these hardcore pornographists doing comedy.
So earlier this week, we were talking on social media, and you mentioned somewhere
we were talking
a little bit. We were just, you know, it's a direct
chat.
Don't
do my voices.
Sorry.
Get your own. You can do a voice.
We were talking.
Do mine.
We were talking on social media. Okay, so we were talking. We were talking on social media, and you were joking about how chess didn't have cutscenes or something, and it got
very funny.
yeah, it was a thought. It was something.
Follow me on Twitter.
I give it a 3 out of 5. So it got me thinking.
Oh, you son of a cock!
I'm very tough.
Tweeted that I think games cause violence, and the proof is that kids are always killing bishops because of chess.
But are kids killing bishops? How often are they killing bishops?
That's my fucking joke, asshole, is that chess is a violent game and no kid is ever like, I'm going to kill this bishop.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, listen.
It's a joke for
the reason why I didn't laugh at the joke. There's a reason why I didn't laugh at that joke, because chess is actually, you know, I did some digging. And
oh, goody.
I did some digging and, you know, I found some horrifying secrets about the game of chess. Horrifying.
Michael will guess some of the horrifying secrets.
No, don't guess. Don't guess. Don't.
Are they fake? Is it a bit?
This is okay. First of all, I don't even know where you fit in on this episode. This might just be me rambling for the whole time. So if maybe I could,
I'm excited.
Maybe I could pre-record this and send this to you.
Great. I'm gonna go sleep.
Okay. See you later. All right. So, Mike, you know, he made this joke about chess, and it led me on an adventure. You know, I started digging, and I was led on this trip, much like National Treasure. You know, I had to parkour through a Whole Foods. I had to be on an episode of, you know, Amazing Race. I had to like do all these tasks. I had to scroll.
What's the plot to National Treasure? What are they trying to find out?
They're trying to find out, you know, there's some secret is found.
Deep has never seen National Treasure.
I have. There's like some.
Fuck you.
There's
no
treasure.
Way you've seen National Treasure.
There's some pile of stuff.
When did you see National Treasure?
When it first came out on HBO.
On HBO, okay, and you watched it really closely in between your mom cooking for you when you came home from college. What happens in National Treasure?
First of all, Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
It has an issue with the Declaration of Independence, so he pours lemon juice all over it.
Yeah, I got a real problem with this Constitution. It's really bothering me. Oh, I just can't get rid of it. Don't you see? There's a treasure inside of the Constitution. All we gotta do is I'll seduce the President of the United States. Me and Kathy Bates will get in a hot tub together. Little does Kathy know, I'm hiding a part of General George MacArthur's rifle inside her brassiere. Me and Batman are gonna get it.
All right, so Jack Nicholson is very mad at the Declaration.
You still don't want to take another run at that?
Okay, Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage, he's some sort of historian. And he loves...
Keep going with your stupid shit. You've never seen the movie.
No, I have. It was just, it doesn't matter to me. It's like a very run-of-the-mill adventure, and I just don't care for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's all those hardcore Constitution movies. It really is run-of-the-mill.
It wasn't even about the Constitution. There's like a fucking gunfight at the end. What are you talking about? This isn't a fucking political movie.
You've never seen the movie. It's obvious. Okay. Can you please just keep talking?
All right. So anyway, I go on this adventure. I just learn all these things. And, you know, the pawns in chess are definitely kids. The pawns in chess are definitely kids. It's a game that talks about...
So you actually said this on Twitter as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you know, since I've
Deepu
said it,
Deepu believes that like a larvae, that like the pawns like evolve, and they go into a cocoon, which I guess is like the pawn the rooks, and then they turn into the other players. That like the I mean, somewhat symbolically, it is true of life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You don't you think these
we
pawns...
are all pupae in some way?
Yep. You know, you look at these
Put
pawns.
That on a mug.
We're all pupae in some way.
That was my favorite Dr. Seuss poem.
Well, okay, so let's talk about the main evidence of why I think these pawns are kids. Okay.
Evidence number one.
Is it a coincidence that they
is
take...
Is it?
That they take small steps? Is it a coincidence that they can only fight somewhat awkwardly?
Okay.
Some would say that they are actually running away from the bishops. And all these other player, all the, you know, all these other characters, the rook, the knight, the king, the queen, they're just letting it happen.
Let's get to the more ridiculous parts of these theories, because your actual chess stuff is insane.
Right.
Let's go. Let's get to. This is my job as producer. Let's get to three quarters of the way in.
All right. So I actually found an old song describing the battles they fought.
Okay. I'm ready.
That practices a refreshing amount of gender non-bias. You ready?
You want to see? You want to harmonize with me?
No, because I have my own. I have my own thing set up here.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do backup. What do you want me? You want me here? You want me down here?
I think that works.
Do you want me up?
Go low. Go high. It's distracting.
Me to do throat singing.
It's okay. This song is called "A Little More Time."
I think I have a kazoo. Hold on. I'm dead serious. Give me a second.
Yeah. Sure.
What do I have? I have some musical instruments here. What do I have? I have a banjo. Hold on a second.
You guys are gonna love this song. It's gonna change how you feel about chess.
Phil.
I am Phil. He can't even hear me. It's gonna change how you feel about chess.
Music on the show. This is so stupid. We're already in fucking crazy country, so that's what's happening. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This song is called "A Little More Time on Pawns."
Okay.
Pulled from their mom and probably dad. Pulled from their mom and probably dad. Why do they fight? They're probably mad. The king says march.
Are you on drugs? Should I be worried you're on drugs?
You missed the best line. Ah. Let me just say this.
But the audience got the experience.
No.
Are you on drugs?
No.
Wait, can I hear it again? Let's get it right. Because I don't know if I played the right music. I just started playing.
Yeah.
I also can't play very well. So what's? Let me hear the song again. Let me hear the tune.
The king says march, but they disagree because they only fight.
Well, it's a minor song.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got to change our whole thing here.
The king says march.
Hold on. Go.
The king says march, but they disagree, 'cause they only fight diagonally. They don't want to brawl.
Oh, we're still going.
They don't have much might. But they turn around and see a source of fright. It's a bishop.
Oh, hold on.
It's a bishop with his pants down.
What's gonna happen?
That's it. The song's done.
Ah! Hey, gotta interrupt. I hate that. Let's do that again. Hello. Whatever. I'm doing an ad. Shut up. You shut up. Stop talking. If you're talking during my podcast, makes no sense. This is going badly. Okay. Audible. Audible.com/gotohell. You want a free month of Audible on us? Go ahead and take it. You can hear books. You can hear books I've read, some I've written, and coming soon is a book that me, Deepu, and our dear writing partner, Bill Moore, are putting together. But right now, if you want it free, and if you want to be smarter than Deepu, let me make that clear here. This is an ad for audible.com/gotohell, our sponsor. But if you literally want to be infinitely smarter than Deepu, you need only listen to one book, for he has read none. So if you want to be smarter than one of the co-hosts of the show, you need only go. I'm going to give you the tools for free to be smarter than him.
Go to audible.com/GoToHell. Get a free month of Audible. Listen to, you know what? I'll even up the ante. If you even get one chapter in, if you get one page in, you are smarter right away than Deepu. That's audible.com/GoToHell. Free shit. That's not it. So, okay, the website is quote. Don't put quotes in. But here's the website title. audible.com/GoToHell. That's it. And then I said other stuff after it. Like, not this is, it's like when people are like, repeat after me. Everything I said after Go to Hell is not in the URL. I wouldn't make you write down. Like, this will be the longest URL ever. All right. I love you. Bye. Anyway, are you on drugs?
No, man. This is all pure me.
Not fun drugs. Is there like some, do you have some condition and now you're on... something new, you know what I mean? Like, is it like you got high cholesterol?
A new medication? No.
Yeah, so I wasn't asking. Like, are you doing drugs? You know, because obviously we should be doing drugs for the show. But don't do drugs, kids. Because if you're not told that, you can't make decisions. What? Don't do them. We can't show any media that doesn't do them, which is part of our whole thing going on here. don't do that. If you're not told not to do it, if it's in a video game, you'll do it. Because we all do those things.
I have been given a new battery of pills to take every 6 hours for my Kalana brain.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Kalana brain. Half colon, half brain. All attitude.
Yeah. No listeners of this episode are doubting that you're half ass, half brain. But probably the pills might not have been doing their work. It might be more like 75-25. Anyway, that's the best I've ever played the banjo impromptu. So you're welcome, everyone.
That wasn't bad. What was that song you played?
It's fucking good.
What was that song you played? That was pretty good. I never heard that song before. What was that song?
It's called Boy Them Cabbage Down. You ready? What are we doing?
All right. So let's get to the second part of my thing here.
Does it need musical accompaniment, which I'm now overly confident in?
In a second. Get ready. In a second. So the other part of chess that no one talks about is what happens when the pawn reaches the other side of the board. Right? The rules state that pawn becomes another piece. But what they didn't tell you is that this pawn becomes a queen or a rook. That pawn must live a curious life. Cue the epic montage. He or she must wallow.
Oh, we're back in the song. Hold on.
Yeah.
Go.
He or she must wallow in the fields. He or she must go through the middle age, middle school, and middle age Alcoholics Anonymous. He or she must be basically forced to join the military.
This is nuts. You need to do something else for the rest of your episode. This is the most batshit crazy thing. You need to. What is the ultimate point here?
I think pawns are kids. The game is offensive. We have to play it. We have to stop playing it immediately. Or, you know, it's bringing awareness. It's actually an awareness campaign from the 1200s about bishops and how fucked up they can be.
Well, you know, seriously, there are people out there. This is my job to take. This ass brain. Please don't laugh. It's a politically correct term for somebody with Deepu's condition.
Many pills. A lot of pills.
If you have a colon in the middle of your cerebellum, you will understand. Deepu, it's my job to take such an ass-brained man, an ass-brained American, and give him ideas that actually fucking... Stop doing shit! You give him ideas that actually work. Deepu, there are people out there who believe that playing games make you do things.
Mm.
What is your opinion on that?
I think if someone is dumb enough...
Which was the original joke of my tweet.
Well...
Which was that people don't remember chess is a video game. It's a game like any other, and it has been turned into a video game. Most systems have a version of chess.
Well, you know, it's sort of like the chicken and the egg of violence. You know, what started violence? The game or the person?
Person. Next.
I agree. I think it's on the person.
Well, it's not about agreeing, idiot. It wasn't like people woke up one day and were like, whoa, there's fucking GTA out here in the caveman world. I want to go kill people. This is just so wrong.
People are going to be violent if they're a violent person. That's all I can say.
Deepu, your question of which came first, chicken or the egg, is nonsense. People invented violence. Then they invented games. People were animals before they were people.
I'm writing this down. Hold on a second.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People.
You are a person. Well, no, start at that. You're a person.
I write in hieroglyphs. Hold on!
Okay. Eagle. Eagle.
Eagle.
Egret. Eagle. Okay.
Plus. Yana. Plus.
Yeah. I guess if you're going to use shorthand, plus is fine. A guy doing the dance from the Steve Martin joke.
Never saw it. Can you describe it, please?
Dance like an Egyptian.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Tut. King's Tut.
Make some swastika hands. Okay.
Born in Babylonia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Eagle again.
Eagle.
A lot of eagles. Just copy paste that eagle if you got it.
Done. Eagle. Done. Yeah. Eagle plus thing plus eagle.
Eagle again.
Wait. So is this plus eagle the third one or multiplied?
Start from the beginning. Eagle, eagle, egret, eagle. Steve Martin guy from the King Tut bit. Eagle, eagle. Go back and check continuity, people. This show is solid. Do you believe? What is your point? You're saying the person ultimately makes a choice. Well, do you think that the game influences their violence at all?
I think it can trigger some.
Why? Where are you getting that from?
I can just see it. I can just see it. You know, you're a pissed off guy.
Just because you can imagine it, I can also see somebody wearing a puffy shirt and his friend Elaine confronting him about the puffy shirt. That doesn't mean that it really would happen.
Listen, I got into a huge fight after a tennis match, so any game can cause any violence.
Obviously, we all hate tennis. That's not what we're talking about. The point is
I think that was the main problem, yeah. Yeah, it's such an awful game.
It's just so old, too. You know how old tennis is? Anyway.
It's not even an old problem. It's just like a fun problem.
It's really old. It's like one of the oldest sports. It's so old. I hate it.
That actually makes people respect the game a lot. That makes
you. Did you not know that? That's actually a hack. That's a good one. Like when did the American Revolution end? How old is tennis? It's a great one to get people at parties. It's really old. It's like crazy old.
And I respect my elders, so you know I really respect tennis now.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Match point.
I love the whole 30 love thing. Love it.
I forget where that comes from. I think it's a sequel to 30 Rock. So you got violent after a game of tennis?
Yeah, my brother and I, we were playing at a YMCA.
Oh, no, it doesn't count. Everyone wants to kill their brother. Next.
Okay. Never mind. I guess
I've got that would mean everything in the world causes violence if you want to hurt a sibling or a family member. That doesn't count.
Oh, in that case, I think games are fun.
Yeah, like socks are cause violence then because I'm around my family and I want to kill them all. That doesn't count.
Ban all socks. Socks.
Yeah, ban all socks. It doesn't make any sense. You gotta choose a different example. Oh. You could see it triggering someone. I can't. I honestly cannot.
Okay. Let me just walk you through the day of an angry person. Okay.
Okay.
You woke up.
Oh, I don't know what this is like. Oh, man, there are people who are angry? Michael Fallick is so... Oh, this is so weird to me. Okay.
All right.
So, okay.
You woke up. You wake up again.
Serene. I wake up.
You're still a virgin. You're in a boiling rage.
Okay. Well, let's stop there. I don't believe that... A, just to all the people out there with sex, yeah, I'm not. So, what's up? But,
I'm not saying that virgins out there should be upset, but some people can be very upset.
I think you sort of fucking are.
Well, some of them can be.
I think you sort of started your bit saying that people that don't have sex are angry. I found the opposite. I found that a lot of people who have someone to support them and have sex with them while they're being violent and ridiculous often think that that's like that continue on that path. Have you naeth read Lysistrata? Because I haven't. I don't read old-timey Greek shit. But I have Googled Lysistrata and heard other intellectuals who claim to have read Lysistrata.
All right, let's drop the virgin
read
thing.
Read Lysistrata. Yeah, let's drop the virgin thing. Get out of people's bedrooms,
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about interfering with everyone's business by bringing that up.
Most people that are violent and say people shouldn't have sex are having sex because they don't really mean it.
Okay, so let's say you're angry. You wake up.
I wake up.
Get
out of bed.
and a neighbor
something with a cone.
A neighbor breaks into your house and just dumps water on you. Just dumps. And that's just you're just a pissed off guy, right? You're just a pissed off guy.
You think okay? Again, I should have turned the sarcasm off. I wake up every day with the boiling rage of a Sith Lord. I do not need to understand. Okay, so I'm an angry person. Mm-hmm. Done. I'm there.
Okay, you're already angry. Okay, so you, you're hanging out with someone who could be a friend. He's not a friend yet. You're kind of auditioning to be his friend or her friend. You're sort of auditioning, and you're playing Battleship. You're playing Battleship, right? And you know, being the angry guy, you're just firing wildly into his or her ocean.
Yeah, firing wildly, also known as the technique of Battleship, but continue.
No, I mean, you should probably go into more grit.
Do we have any intelligence?
Let me ask you a Battleship question. If you don't know what Battleship is, a game in which the players have two hidden boards, yeah, and they have to guess where the other person's ship is. However, people seem to think that cheating isn't allowed in Battleship, but I would say that that there is no game to Battleship. So I would think that it should probably be treated like actual war, in that you should try and spy on your enemy, right?
I mean, I played a board game with you recently, and it was a bad experience.
No, hold on. You played a game, and people told me that I couldn't get away with cheating. And so my game became just trying to cheat, and I really was great at it. I cheated the whole time. That was a different situation in which I wanted to cheat, so prove to everyone how good of a cheater I was. This was sort of a Thomas Crown affair kind of thing.
So when someone's playing you in a game,
I wanted to cheat.
All right, so that's a warning to anyone playing a board game with Mike. Don't challenge him. Don't say he can't do it, because he will.
It's a fun game. You can't cheat. There's four people watching me. I was like, I'm definitely going to cheat right in front of you.
It was so bad.
So, but there is no technique to Battleship, so shouldn't you just treat it is just basically, air warfare. Shouldn't you just treat it as such and, run away with your board?
All right, well, this angry individual is playing someone like you. Someone like you who has...
I'm playing Battleship. No. Let's say everybody's playing by the rules.
Mm. Okay. No, it's not part of the rules.
You have to, because you have to assume that the game is what causes it. If they're playing Battleship, and our theory here is that the games cause violence, well, then the thesis has to be supported by the fact that the game is played exactly correctly.
Hmm. And you're saying exactly
otherwise,
correctly.
Otherwise, the game isn't causing violence.
All right. So, angry guy's firing wildly into the oceans of the opponent. And he just snaps. He's missing everything. He takes the whole board. And
So what you're saying is that failure causes people to be... That's a different thing.
Okay.
So, the first thing this angry person fails... all of a sudden that's going to make him set off. That has nothing to do with the game. I think that's not what people are saying about games. They're saying that by imitating violence, this angry young man with his head in his heart and his heart in his hand, he's moving out. And he he goes and he plays Battleship and he says... It's what a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, I'm buying a thermonuclear U-boat, and I'm going to blow people up. Ack, 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 ack.
I think he could. I think people can snap like that. People, if you want to blame.
So, but by playing Battleship, he is going to get a U-boat.
In a sense,
it's a submarine. God, because you went. We had the whole debate about education already. You didn't know what a U-boat was.
I know. I knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to tell you?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It's a submarine.
Spell U-boat.
U-BOAT.
See, I always think that too, and then I always get wondered whether it's some German word. It's like U-boat. That's what people are implying, that he now has this crave that by playing, he gets all the satisfaction from losing. I actually think it's the winners that they get such satisfaction from blowing up ships. He's gonna go blow up. He's gonna get a land to air missiles.
Listen,
air to land, land
of,
to air.
A lot of males, mammalian species.
Do you think missiles get sassy? Do you think smart bombs are like, excuse me, I am a land to air missile. If you want me to go to the ground after I'm in the air, you better call your side hoe.
I feel like they have a little bit of sass on the way down. Maybe a quirky line like, you better move.
That's
up,
why
the,
they
you
don't
better
work.
Get
they
the fuck
like
out of the way.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I am an air-to-ground missile. Don't you dare stick me in that water. My hair will get... I just had it did.
Oh,
That's what I imagine smart bombs are like.
All right, so let's just wrap this up. In conclusion, chess...
Wait, hold on. For anyone listening, there's a conclusion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, boycott chess. It's a fucked up game.
Boycott chess, I agree. It causes violence.
Causes violence. It's a, I mean, and take the lesson from chess, but don't play the game.
Well, don't you think it was violence? Like, chess was invented by a king, and ultimately, you know, in America, we don't like kings, very famously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of anti-king.
Yeah, we should actually, we should change the rules, make it a democracy. We should elect a new king every time. You pick
Do you know the lesson of chess, by the way, speaking of violence? The story of chess being taught?
What is a rook? Is that the lesson?
You got it. Double jeopardy. daily double in chess. The guy who invented chess was killed by the king who commissioned him to make it.
No.
So there is sort of a, yes, no. It's an absolutely true story.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
You know what? I don't need your fucking smart bomb attitude here. You know, I bring some amount of lessons to you. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. I have been to that bunker. I am not going back. Last time I went, it was $12.95 for a beer. And it was warm. I am not busting in there. Invited or not invited. This is kind of funny.
Where your air?
You have a conclusion.
Where's your air hanger? I done did it now.
And these are all kind of jokes. Right?
Yeah, yeah, sort of. These are references. I'm pulling as fast as I
can. It would make
it
on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the TV show with the most hardcore pornographic stars.
Boycott chess. Bye.